So this is episode 3 on the devotional series, Margin. We started a conversation in our church services on Sundays, and we spent a couple of devotions praying for our nation, and then got started on this devotional. The whole theme around margin is to not live on the edge, but live with margin, with enough left over to be a blessing. Part of that is about learning the skill of warfare, the Bible says. And so if you want to catch up on that, it's on our YouTube channel. And you can just go and have a look there, drop down the playlist and pick the message and have a listen. But today I want to talk to you, I want to start a conversation this whole week around how the Lord aids us in warfare. And today, I very specifically out of Exodus chapter 15, want to talk to you about how that there are some things that the Lord fights for us. Tomorrow we'll talk about the things that the Lord fights with us, your part, his part, and then we'll talk about some of the things the Lord fights through us, how he uses our hands and feet wages war in the world, and so forth this week. So today our conversation, our scripture is from Exodus chapter 15, and it is from verse 1. It's a song. I can't sing, so I won't sing it to you. But it's the song of Miriam and Moses after the Red Sea closes on the enemy. Remember, the children of Israel in the book of Exodus are crossing the Red Sea on dry ground, and then the chariots and the soldiers come from Pharaoh, and the sea closes over them. So they sing a song of praise. But there's something very powerful and telling about that song of praise. It says this, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and the Lord is my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him, my Father God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord Almighty is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his armies he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officials are drowned in that Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them, and they sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. What a great encouragement and song of praise and exhortation. I wanted to start our week off there to remind you that God is not sending you out to fight unaided, left alone. In some cases, God has already gone ahead and fought a fight for us. I wanted to remind you that the Lord is mighty, not only the lamb, but also the lion. That should remind you of a high school poem, doesn't it? The lion and the lamb. Truthfully, there is a tendency of thinking of the Lord only in the meekest sense, in the compassionate, fatherly sense, and I think that that's very important. But the Lord is also a mighty warrior. The Lord in the Psalms comes down with thunder and lightning and sets the nations in their place. And I wanted to let you know today that whatever warfare skill you may need, God himself is our defender. And perhaps you need to stop defending yourself on some things and let the Lord be your defense. Perhaps you need to step aside for a moment and say, the Lord is my warrior. He will take care of that. Now, you can't throw your hands up and do nothing. We'll talk about that tomorrow. My part with him, partnership. But today, I just want to talk to you about those impossible situations where the armies are coming for you and you've had to cross on dry ground and it's already in miracle zone and you can't see a way out and it's snapping at your ankles and you just can't say, I want you to know the Lord is your defender. The Lord is your warrior. The Lord is mighty. The rider and the horse thrown into the sea. The enemy dropping like a stone to the bottom of the ocean. There is a power in recognizing God is mighty. God has authority. And that we shouldn't dilute him into sort of a puffy cloud or a sort of a dilute him into a sort of a genial gentleman who would never, put a boundary down. He absolutely does, and he absolutely defends those whom he calls his own. And I think that's something incredibly powerful. And so a couple of principles there that I think are helpful. The first is that our warrior redeems us. You know, to redeem means to get into trouble and have to bite back. That's redeeming something. When somebody pays your bond or you pay it off, it's redeemed. There was a debt and the debt is redeemed. The Lord fights that fight for you. And when you got yourself into a place that you can't get out of, he's your redeemer. The Lord is a winning savior. He wins over back into his household those who are his own. You drift a bit, you know, and you get yourself into a little bit of trouble, and the Lord wins us back. He's a mighty warrior in that sense. But the Lord also waits to deliver us. I'm always fascinated by the timing of the Lord. I know how mighty he is, but why does he sometimes seem to take his time about it? The truth is, though, that he's waiting for me to get to where he is. He's waiting for me to get to where he is in maturity or on the topic or principle on the topic or to arrive at surrender in that space. And when I do, my deliverer awaits. God is a warrior redeemer. God is a winning savior, and God is a waiting deliverer. You know, if we could give ourselves the permission to make God great, there would be something in our own hearts of a comfort that comes from that. And I wanted to encourage you this morning with that song out of Exodus, a song sung by the people of God, led by Miriam and Moses after the victory at the Red Sea. And maybe in our nation and the nations of the world, with the pandemic and South Africa specifically, with that almost rebirthing of a nation through trauma, I wanted to encourage you that the Lord is mighty. The Lord is a mighty warrior. And that we have the victory. And not to neglect or forget that. I also didn't want for you to feel the burden of, I've got to do this big fight and I've got to do it alone and God like a judge watching me to see how I perform. No, he's already gone ahead. In some cases he will go with, and in some cases he will come behind after, and he will secure the victory. And I wanted to set you out into our week in that way. I'm really excited to be able to share just how to gain the victory, and you've got to move off the edge and have some margin so you can be a blessing and walk in the favor and the blessing of the Lord. And so I'm excited to be able to do that. My goodness, there are a lot of you online this morning. So let's take a moment to pray and set us out into this week. And I'm very grateful that you've joined. If you're watching on YouTube, even later than live, please comment in the comment section. The live chat will be done, but the comment section, I go and have a look at them and I reply to those, and any questions or prayers, I take notes. Same with the Facebook. I have a look at all the comments as they come through the day. Please subscribe to our channel and please share this on your Facebook page. Just get the word out and encourage people in a time when encouragement seems to be in such short supply. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you today as we are reminded that you're a mighty warrior. Your right hand has delivered us the victory. We're reminded, Lord, that you are a redeemer, that you are a winner. Thank you, Lord, that your arms are not short, that they're unable to reach, nor transform, nor deliver, nor fight for us. That, Lord, that you are mighty to save, and that you're mighty to lead. And Lord, we pray in circumstances where we feel like things are snapping at our heels and we don't know where to go. Thank you, Lord, that you fight those fights for us, that there are some circumstances where we can just sit and watch the win, and give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.